Melvin, Diane, and Carol, Jim and Richard, family, friends, and acquaintances, members of Calvary Lutheran Church, the word of the living God that I would lay upon your hearts for your comfort this morning is recorded in the final verse of the 23rd Psalm, verse 6, where we find these words. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In the name of Jesus the Christ, who died to provide us a heavenly home, dear friends in Christ. David was certainly a man who knew what it was like to be homeless. Oh, sure, when he was a boy, he had a place to call home. But there was a period in his life that he was truly homeless, and in fact, even running for his life. It was a time when he might have expected things to be different. He had just been anointed as king in Israel, the successor to King Saul. Still, he was not moving from room to room in a new palace, but from cave to cave in the Judean wilderness. The relationship that he had with King Saul had soured, and Saul wanted him dead. Thus, David lived out in the elements, in places without the creature comforts of what we would call home. No doubt there were times of weakness for David when he wondered if he would ever again have a place to call home. So how then could this homeless man be moved to write these words? Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Did he spend one too many nights using a rock as a pillow? How could such a man be so certain that goodness and mercy would be his companion all the days of his life? It wasn't what you might think. He knew better than to think that he deserved such goodness and mercy because of the difficulties in his life. He was certain of his future not because of his own plans to make it great, but because God had promised him great things. God had promised him goodness and mercy. God promised to protect him in life, and he had. When Goliath stood and blasphemed, and the Israelite army trembled, David, certain of God's protection, took up a slingshot, a few rocks, and went out to meet him. God promised to provide him a savior and the righteousness that he needed to stand at the judgment, and he provided that in Jesus Christ. Still, long before the Son of God was clothed in flesh and blood, the Holy Spirit moved David to express his faith in that savior, to write in the 31st Psalm, the prayer of every Christian. In you, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in your righteousness. God made good on all his past promises, so David was certain that his future included eternal goodness and mercy at the hand of God. While she experienced difficult times, Jean was never really homeless. She called the farm home. She came to call a place out off 545 home. She called the place in Florida home. She also, for a time, considered this building to be home. After all, Jesus, like a loving brother, came to hear her here, to speak to her in his word. He came to comfort her in the Lord's Supper, assuring her that she had not been forgotten, but forgiven, through the giving of his body into death and the shedding of his blood. Jesus assured Jean thereby that his goodness and mercy would follow her all her remaining days on earth and beyond. Yet it wasn't about her. It was about him, his goodness and mercy. We should be thankful to God that he promised to protect her in life and did. We should be thankful that God promised her a savior in the Christ and the righteousness that she as a sinner needed. And he delivered. And she is now with the Lord, which is far better. While David at times may have had questions about his earthly place of residence, he was certain about one thing, that he would dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This house of the Lord to which David referred was not merely the temple of God, a building like this one, dedicated to God. Although David the sinner often spent time in that earthly house confessing his sin and seeking the assurance of God's mercy, it's another house of the Lord of which he speaks here. David speaks of his heavenly home, the place for him that would one day be purchased and won by a distant relative named Jesus of Nazareth, the Christ, the King who reigns forever and ever. Thus, by faith, David could look forward to the day when he would rest with his fathers and see that Redeemer face to face. Trusting in God, he could say confidently, "I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Jean also looked forward to the day she would go home. Not just back to the old homestead, or the place on West Branch Road, or the place in Florida, but to her heavenly home. I'm certain that she and Melvin spoke of this. Jean knew that the day would come, but not because of anything that she had done, but because of Christ her Lord. He promised her he was making a permanent place for her to call home, saying, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Jesus promised to come for her when everything was ready. And so he has. And she's home at last. Jesus protected and prepared her. He made her his own family at her baptism, confirmed her faith in him through his supper and through the hearing of his word. And he wants to do the same for you. Are you ready to go home too? Are you packed? What do you really need? What you really need is Jesus Christ, to trust in him, and you too will one day go home at last. Amen. We'll continue with the hymn, Beautiful Savior.